Visitors to the Ramp Arts Gallery in Bloomington have a chance to explore the various media through which artist Gary Justice creates his works, video, photography, and kinetic sculptures. His new show is called Heads on Horizon, and Justice reveals that the title is actually a reference to a strong vein in his work that was inspired by an intriguing event from his childhood.
It all stems from a thing that happened to me when I was a child. I remember seeing cars moving along a highway and throwing shadows and reflections on an adjacent wall. And I was always fascinated with the idea of there being a compression of space with those projections. And I think ever since then, it seems like almost everything I've made has been kind of a different iteration of that. So that experience is kind of pivotal.
That is really amazing. And this happened when you were just a child?
When I was a child, yeah. My brother and I would visit a relative, and they had us in a bedroom with a big picture window that would let the light come in from traffic, and it would throw a spontaneous movie on the adjacent wall at the foot of our bed, and we would just muse at what was going on. And I'd ask my brother, what's that? He'd say, that's a plant, idiot. And I'd say, what's that? He'd say, that's your head on the horizon. And I said, what's a horizon? And he explained it to me. So it was an interesting experience and stayed with me all these years.
Tell me about what we're looking at right now.
Well, we're looking at abstract representation of the life of a drop of liquid or something like that. It's part of this video suite. This particular one goes on for a while, and then there's some figures that appear, some heads and some other objects that appear within the suite. They each have a name. There's even a portrait of Cabeza de Vaca in Purgatory, and he was a Spanish explorer and very interesting man who was lost in the wilderness, wandered through the Americas, and became a healer. So he's represented in one of the videos here. The one we're seeing now with the music is called Above the Gate. It has to do with the passage between this world and the next, perhaps, what it might look like. The music is sampled and given credit, but I create the images. They're taken from projections of light on a white screen, and I capture them in digital video. And then I engineer them in my office. And
how do you project them?
I project them through the use of LED lights and various optics and reflective surfaces and filters and so on and so forth until I get an image that's interesting, then I capture it. And I might pump the color a little bit, change the value. I might switch it to an inverted negative. Now this is Cabeza de Vaca here in Purgatory. Now here's Our Lady of Pilsen. This represents his ultimate redemption. That's about as spiritual as the work gets.
So at what point does everything loop?
It's looped right now. It's about a 5-minute suite of videos, and then it loops back around. So it's going back into Life of a Drop.
Here we go again.
Back to the same spot.
You know, it's fun to come into a gallery and see something like this, but how do you think people live with something like this in their homes?
Oh, they luxuriate in the radiance of it, because it's video is something that's easy to live with because we all understand it so well, and we've all been raised with the movies, and we know a bit about movie history and about effects and about, I think when people see abstraction on a screen, they're much more likely to accept it than when they see it in three dimensions, which is interesting. Because of the way we've been fed this imagery in the history of video. So, you know, to experience something on the wall like this, very specific suites of singular videos, I think, would be a very pleasurable thing. The sound can be turned down, and it can just be used as background, and so on and so forth. Now, when you're talking about sculpture, you're talking about a different thing because it takes up actual space. The video takes up virtual space.
Over here, we have a sculpture.
Yes, I'm going to turn this on.
Aha! It's kinetic.
Yes, you might want to stand back.
Oh, I might want to stand back. Oh, I love it when an artist says that. Oh, Wow.
And this is a timepiece that's kind of based on that idea of the head on the horizon.
So we have, looks like glass bowls and vessels, mm-hmm. and these swinging pendulum arms, huge. And what are these half moon things that are being touched by the swinging pendulums?
Well, they kind of represent the heads that are being kicked along the horizon by time. I describe these as kind of uncertain pendulums or tentative pendulums. And I got a message, an email from a friend who said, oh, well, that's great, because a random pendulum is not nearly as scary as a pit in the pendulum.
This would be an interesting thing to have around the house. It would drive the cats crazy.
Oh, I think, yeah.
It has an almost Rube Goldberg kind of feel to it that, you know, there's really no purpose because it really isn't a timepiece. But
yeah,
there's so much going on.
There's no utilitarian function, but there's an aesthetic function at work here, and it kind of flirts with the ridiculous a little bit. So I think this piece is open to a lot of various interpretations that are always going to be, apart from my take on it, and that's fine.
What are we to make of the reflections on the wall of the various colored glass vessels?
Well, I like the idea of paying homage to a traditional still life, because still life I see as landscapes of interiors. And so what I decided to do is to put some lucite and plastic objects in there and kind of let them express themselves on landscape in some way. You know, it takes on a curve. You can put this in a large room and the curve becomes even broader when you depending on the placement of the piece and so on and so forth. So it kind of rhymes with the curvature of the earth, or what we know as a horizon line and so on.
And here's another sculpture over here.
This is called the pond.
The pond?
Pond.
Oh, I see. Oh, and we've got a great projection on the wall
of
a moving pond.
What? It can also be interpreted as a head on the horizon. When you see a pond from up above, it kind of has a figurative sort of look to it. If you've flown very much, you know, certain bodies of water take on these sort of figurative configurations. And so this kind of flirts with that a little bit.
You know, your work is fun in that it has, we have our kinetic device here with all the moving parts and such, and then this floating reflection, mm-hmm. the light playing against the wall. It's two very contradictory feelings, but they're both, for me, fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun involved. There's
and I don't mean to say that it isn't serious work when I call it fun.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it embodies all of those things. It embodies a lot of anguish in the building process, too, and that's fine. You worry over minutia of decision making, and you know, when you're building something like this, and when you're working in the area of mechanics and kinetics, you kind of have to make everything adjustable so it'll work in some way. If you're not an engineer, you have to do that. But I've always tried to reconcile the effects with the object itself that's producing those effects, and there's always going to be that distance between the two. And I think that's probably a good thing, because there are things that happen in that space, and I think it happens with the mind when you're making a transition from your perceptions of the machine and the effects that it's trying to create up here.
That's artist Gary Justice. His show, Heads on Horizon, runs at the Ramp Arts Gallery now through November 26th. I'm Laura Kennedy.